Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we now begin Simen Nuntes. Today, now we have page 183, which begins on the bottom of page 182. And these are the halachos of the brachos of Kriyat Shema. These halachos are actually, particularly Sif Beis, is a little bit complicated. So what we're going to have to is fasten our seatbelts, read the Mishnah Berurahs carefully, and then keep in mind that the halacha is going to be halacha lemaisa. We're only going to be able to get through until after we complete all the Mishnah Berurahs. You can't stop in the middle of the shir. You can't walk out in the middle. You have to wait till all after we do all the Mishnah Berurahs. Then there's going to be a fast one in terms of halacha lemaisa. Last time we had spoken about the hashpa of the gra in terms of psak. Again, as well, we're going to see again how the gra turns everything on its head in terms of Mishnah Berurahs. Zok to elig in the chav. Baruch atah. So here we have the bracha of Yotzei Orev Arechoshech. So tiknu lahaskir midas laila b'yom. Why is it that we mention it should be Yotzei Orev? Why do we say Arechoshech? So the Mechaber says we have it to mention the midas laila b'yom. Lahotzi milev apikorsim. She'omrim shemisha bara or lo Arechoshech. So these mixed up people, they lived schizophrenic lives. You know, at different moments they were placating different gods. So we live in a holistic world as one Bari Olam, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the times of light for both light and darkness, and darkness at times of darkness for both for light as well. Mishnah Berurah points out, based on earlier poskim, to be careful to separate between the word Yotzer and Or, that many people slur them together, Yotzer, and the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be careful to do that. There's a lot to say in terms of Kabbalah and Hasidus about the relationship between Choshech and Or, and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the night, both for the Or as well, even though the Or is not shining, etc., etc., but that's not for now. Here is where I said that we need to fasten our seatbelts. Now, a person could make a mistake in the morning, and he could say, Asher b'dvaro ma'ariv ha'ravim, which is the bracha for the nighttime. So, Siv Beis is going to talk about the following yisod, and that is, there are two areas in the bracha where a person can make a mistake, and we're going to discuss the halacha when an individual makes a mistake in the beginning of the bracha, or in the end of the bracha. So says the Mechaber, he says, oh, he starts Asher b'dvarim ha'ariv ha'ravim, and then he says, oh, no, it's the morning, Yotzer v'arev ha'shech. V'gam siyem Yotzer ha'ma'oros, and he concludes the right way as well, Yotzer. In such a case, he's Yotzer, so he corrected himself. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is specifically during the period of Toch Kedei Dibur, that he corrected himself. So if he corrects himself within this period of Toch Kedei Dibur, no problem. Abba, im omar b'dvarim ha'ariv ha'ravim, v'lo amar yotzer. O lo siyem yotzer ma'oros lo yotzer. If he doesn't say both yotzer or, or does not conclude the bracha yotzer ma'oros, then he's not yotzer. V'im amar yotzer oru v'orechoshech asher b'dvarim ha'ariv ha'ravim. So let's leave that last case because that's pretty obvious. This is talking about the morning. And the guy was Messiah Ma'ariv Arovim, then he's not going to be Yosef. But similarly, we have this halacha avalim omar bidvarim ma'ariv arovim, velo omar yotzer, olosiyim yotzer hama'oros. So we have a summary over here in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches. Oh, you know what? Before we do that, let's get the concluding words of the Mechaber, and then we'll do the Ramah. Avalim siyem yotzer ha'ma'oros. If he concludes yotzer ha'ma'oros, kiman sheposach yotzer or yotza, afal pi sheifzik b'mariv ha'rov. So, the Mechaber concludes when you are yotzer. The Mishnah Berurah is going to summarize, based on the lashon of the Mechaber in the conclusion, what the Mechaber was telling us in the middle halacha. And that is that as long as he starts off, he says Yotzer HaMoros. And we learned, if you correct yourself to Toch Kedei Dibur, it's also okay. And you conclude with the bracha of Yotzer Or, even if you err in the middle and you mention Ma'ariv HaRavim, you'll still be Yotzer. Summarizes the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches. Tatzis Asifuf. The Shnei Dvar Yesh Bebirchas Yotzer Ar Deshachris Likuva. The way to summarize what we just learned, says the Chafetz Chaim very clearly, is the following. This is another gift of the Mishnah Berurah, that this we don't have in the Be'er Heitev. That every once in a while, when the Seifim are difficult, the Mishnah Berurah will give us a concise summary. Number one is that you have Psichas HaBracha, Om Tziyus HaTzricha L'Yoskidin, and Beis Chasimus HaBracha, and we also have the Halacha of Chasimus HaBracha. And what comes out? That both of them are Ma'akev. And both of them are ma'akiv. Take a look, without concluding the Be'er Halacha, in Dibra Maskel V'lo Amar Yotza'ar, he says that the Das HaShulchan Aruch is that there are two things that are ma'akiv. There are two things over here that are ma'akiv, and that is that you need to get the Psicha right, and you have to get the Chasima right. Yeah. And
Psicha,
what's that?
Either or. Psicha, all if you get something right, then
both. Both. Look at the lashon of the Be'er Halacha. Ditarvayu bo'inon shiyu kedin. Psichas habracha and chasimas habracha. Oh, psichas habracha and tziusa. Yeah. You're right. That if you get the psichas habracha wrong, but you got the tziusa and the chasima, that will also be acceptable. Correct. Okay, we're going to get to the end of the Be'er Halacha eventually. So now, according to the Mechaber, that's what he means. When he says, if you err in the opening part of the bracha, or you err in the ending, lo yotza, you're not going to be yotza, you need both. Then the Ramah adds, we didn't do the Ramah, many of the Mefarshim point out that all the Ramah is doing is really just explaining what the Mechaber is saying. It's a way of him crunching what the Mechaber is saying. However, halacha l'maisa, this is not the halacha for Ashkenaz. And the reason is, as the Be'er Halacha points out in the end of Dibra Maskel V'lo Amar Yotza'ar, v'hagra b'bi'uro hisiga p'saka shulchan aruch b'kamarayis. This is actually a collector's item, because this is a case where the Mishnah, if you read the Mishnah Berurah well, then you still won't come out with halacha l'maisa. And when I take the Dirshu test, I only take the Mishnah Berurah. So I wonder what they're going to do. It's not often where the Mishnah Berurah did make reference. He did say, now I know why I looked up the Be'er Halacha. He said, "Ba'ayin the Be'er Halacha," the end of Siv Katan Gimel. So I looked up the Be'er Halacha, and I realized that the whole Halacha turns on his head once you have the end of this Be'er Halacha. So he says like this: "Va'agrav b'biuri hisik al psaka shulchan aruch b'kamarayis." Upasak leikr kedasa rajbo, detalui rak bechasina sabrocha levad, shimchasam kedin yotza. So then what comes out is there is a gra who says that bid the evid your yotze against the psak of the shulchan aruch and the Ramah. And then he quotes about that there's a Ramban like this in the Mohammeds, etc., etc. So halacha l'maisa turns on his head. Why? Because now you have suffering brachas l'kula. So halacha l'maisa is the exact opposite of the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, and Mishnah Berurah. The only reference in the Mishnah Berurah is va'ayin b'be'er halacha. And that what comes out is, if an individual start out, let's spell out, in the morning, when a person is supposed to start out, Yotzor v'arachosha, if he starts saying, Asher b'dvorim arim v'arovim, if at the end of the day he concludes with the appropriate chasima, b'di'evet, he doesn't go back to repeat. Now, this halacha, and this is how it's kapaskined in many halacha l'maisa svar. The Sefer Isha Yisrael, the Dirshu quotes, says this as well. Now this not only turns Hilchos Berachos Kriyashma on its head in terms of simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, but also turns Hilchos Shmona Esrei, as Nafki means Hilchos Shmona Esrei. What happens if an individual, and this the Mishnah Berurah quotes later on, but not in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Be'er Halachas, in Simin Kuf Yud Zayin, Simin Kuf Yud Tes, if a person missed the ikar of a bracha, let's say by Tka B'Shokar, he doesn't say at all Kibbutz Galios. By the way, this happens unfortunately when we daydream in Milah Shmoneh Esrei. We don't remember what we said, or we think we realize that we just totally garbled the words, but we got the Baruch Atah. Correct, right? Rav Shmuel Meir of Refuah Shlem used to say that sometimes you have to wish somebody a Shalom Aleichem after they finish one Esther. You heard this from Yuzotatir from. So he said that because He begins to daydream. We all daydream. You know the halacha l'maaseh is that one's not yotzei shmoneh esrei if one daydreams. But we don't repeat shmoneh esrei, right? Because and it's not a joke, because we're choshish that you're going to daydream again. It's like it's a humorous halacha l'maaseh, humorous and tragic. So a person daydreams and he begins to start thinking about work. He said then he begins at work, he's a stockbroker, so he begins to think about the markets in London. And then he begins, nowadays also he thinks about what's going on in Belgium. Then he thinks what's going on in Japan. And then he comes all the way back. That's Oysa Shalom Raimov. He made shalom in the whole world. And then he says, Rabbi Branchbiegel says, that's my addition. So then Rabbi Branchbiegel says that you have to give him shalom aleichem because he traveled around the world. So somebody who traveled around the world in the Kabbalah Shofar Gadol, Kibbutz Galios, maybe he said maybe in a bracha. He thinks about everything, Dal Kanfos Haaretz, and then, but he's for sure, he said the bracha Mekabitz Nitcheyam Yisrael. So in such a case, what comes out Halacha L'maaseh is that B'dieved, we paskin, as long as you have the Chasima bracha, this bear Halacha seems to paskin, and the Dirshus Mitzayim, they do a great job, they're Mitzayim to the other bear Halacha, Sinilchos Tefillin, Simen Kuf Yitzayim, Simen Kuf Yutes, and they say, based on this, what comes out is if an individual got his brachas garbled, so this Hasada the Grah turns not only Berchos Kriya Shema on its head, but also turns Hilchos Tefillah on its head, and B'dieved, if a person said the correct bracha, Mekabitz Nitcheyam Yisrael is Yotzei, and we tell him, try to pull yourself together and do better in the next bracha, but he would not go back and repeat. What's considered a time in which a person could correct himself? So there are two halachas. Number one, we mentioned that if a person corrects himself, tov kedei dibur, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning of Sivkat and Beis, that's enough. Tov kedei dibur is fine. What's the length of tov kedei dibur? So that's a big, big discussion later on. Simkuf chav dalet, Sivkat and lamed dalet, if his amount of time to say three words, or is it to say four words? So that is a big, big, big discussion. In general, we're machmir that it's for the amount of three words. That's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Kedarka B'Kodesh, was malakeh all the times of the Mishnah Berurah, discusses Tov Kedei Dibur, and he tallies them up, which one is more. And he says the Mishnah Berurah ultimately seems to emphasize three words as opposed to four words. So a person could be chozer during that period of time. What about in the end of the bracha? So what we say, that if at the end of the bracha a person made a mistake, so then he's not going to be yotzei. That will be also according to the Gra. If he makes a mistake in the end, he's not going to be yotzei. So he made the mistake, and now, Tov Kedei Dibur, he could correct himself. He could correct himself if he said in the morning, Ma'ariv HaRavim, he corrected himself to Yotzer HaMa'oros. However, once he starts Ava Rabba, then it's too late. And this halacha we know in regards to Aseres Yemei Tshuva. If a person said HaKel HaKadosh and he realized Aseres Yemei Tshuva it's HaMelech HaKadosh, he could correct himself Tov Kedei Dibur. What happened to Tov Kedei Dibur? He started after Chonei L'Adam Das, so then it's too late. So that's the same halacha over here as well. Let's do Siv Gimel. Yesh Omrim Shakidusha Shabiyotzer Yachid Omma Lefisha Eino Elasipur Devarim. There is a Shita that says that Kedusha could be said by a Yachid, and there are some who disagree. Yesh Omrim Shayachim Medalda Ve'eina Ne'emeris Elabitsibur. There's some who say that a Yachid has to skip it, and you can never say Kadosh, 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 and Bar Kvod Hashem, if you're Biyechidus. V'yesh lachush l'divrei v'lizar shiachat yomrenu b'nigunu tam kikari b'torah. And the Gra was very makbid on this. In fact, if you look at Gra Sidurim, we'll have the tamim on these psukim, because if a person's Biyechidus, one should be makmer. However, the reason why people are not is because the Rambam, Ukfar Pasha, Nin Isfar Rishona, Yachid Omra also, Shonen Kedusha Zos, Omrim Bekol Ram, and you say it Bekol Ram as well. So I mentioned that the Gra says that the Yachid one should be Machmir. Also, what comes out is another point. When the Rambam says that you say it Bekol Ram, so that there's an inyan for a person to say Bekol Ram B'tzibur, and that applies, the post can point out, and we're going to apply it in a moment, not only to Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in Birchos Kriya Shema, but it also applies, most posts can say, to Uvalat Siyam as well. Because the Ramah later on in Simin Kuf Lamed Beis Sif Aleph says the same thing, that the halacha is that it's done bekol, And therefore, when we're davening with the tzibur, we should answer b'kol medaktik in the mitzvahs, are careful to say uval tzion with the tzibur. And when the chazan says acharei korash gadol, so then everybody says together aloud baruch kavod Hashem mimikomo, that it should be said together. What comes out also is another halacha, and that is if you're choshesh for the grub, then one should be choshesh also that one should do it b'ti'ima, l'chatchila, even uvalitzion. That uvalitzion l'chatchila one should do with the tzibur. If one is not with the tzibur, then in such a case, one should do it. With the tamim, according to the gra and the simple reading of the mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah writes that one is supposed to do kedusha sitting. Just happens to be that I was with Rav Shechter Shlita on Shabbos, and Matzai Shabbos, I was reminded I always used to try to be careful to sit on Matzai Shabbos when doing the kedusha de sidra on Matzai Shabbos. I was trying to remember where I got it from, and I saw that Rav Shechter was makbid for this as well. Interestingly, if I'm not mistaken, in the morning, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita actually does the inverse, that he stands up for Kadosh and Baruch Kavod Hashem Mekomo, and I think legend has it that there is a Sefer Apardes that says that he's supposed to stand, even though it's Mefurish, then the Mishnah Berurah, then Sivkat Yubay says, Kedusha Zuhim Afshir Tov Lomar Miyushav. Nevertheless, Reb Chaim Kanievsky has, if I'm not mistaken, the custom, I saw this with my own eyes, to stand during that. If I'm not mistaken, legend has it, he says that he's a descendant of the Sefer HaPardes. And the Sefer HaPardes says that not only do you stand when you say Kadosh in the Kedusha of Shmoneh Esrei, but also Kadosh during Birchos Kriyas Shema as well. Volitzion, for sure, I saw him stand in Volitzion, that when they said Kadosh, 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 he pulled himself up to stand in Letterman Shul, that's the minute. But most have the minute, like the Mishnah Berurah, to sit during Uval Tzion. That's what the Sefer Shechter does, to sit during Uval Tzion. And the reason for that is it's also referred to as the Kedusha de Miyusha, the Kedusha that's said sitting, in contrast to the Kedusha Shmoneh Esrei, that's called the Kedusha de Mut. Okay, we'll stop there.
Even by the Ve'at HaKadosh part, or just by the Kadosh Kadosh of Chaim?
No, right, just by the Kadosh Kadosh. They don't stand the whole thing, but they stand up for that. But I know some Matzai Shabbos people are not careful. But Lechur, if it's called the Kedusha de Miyusha, then like I saw my Rebbe. Right. Oh, so the custom is to stand for Vihinoam, and then to sit for Ve'at HaKadosh, to sit for Ve'at HaKadosh.